here for Wallace.
Goes to Bryce Cartwright. Bending away from tackler. Still going, Cartwright. Now they're home. Cartwright scores the winner. And Penrith will advance.
To have our season decided by two video referee calls, in my opinion, that weren't correct, is extremely tough to take. Dylan Walker, on-field try, onside, overturned, no try. But at 10-all, how you get an on-field decision when a player kicks it into one of our players, it ricochets off him, into the Penrith player's chest, off his hand, how they can say that they are 100% confident that is a try is beyond me. And I have to be careful what I say, but what I would like is the bunker and Tony Archer and the referees to go into my shed and explain to my players that their season is now finished on the back of those two calls.
Well, there you go. That is the view of Trent Barrett. You can understand his frustration, but he got a couple of things wrong then. One is that they don't have to be 100% certain that that was a try. They've just got to believe that was a try. They sent it upstairs as a try, and the video ref couldn't see the ball hit the hand of Peachy. I still haven't seen it hit the hand of Peachy on the thousands of replays I've watched of it.
Yeah, but as
so
I've...
It was a try.
My confusion is it's hitting several body parts, how you can send it as a try, that's all. But it was his view.
It was his view, and he didn't see it hit the hand either.
I know, but it's... Hello, Kevy.
How are you, boys?
Talking refs, mate.
Look, controversial weekend, wasn't it, for the coaches and a couple of the teams, but hats off to the Cowboys yesterday. How good were they up against the Sharks? And then on Saturday night, Manly, well, they should have won Manly.
Yeah, they should have.
They should have won. They had their opportunities, but they didn't grab them. That's what you've got to do this time of year. Brian Kelly drops the ball with the line. Well, I reckon he would have scored if he hung on to it. And then Aquila Uate as well had a spill when he was following that kick through from DCE. If he scores that, Manly wins. And then
Kevy, in the fair dinkum department, how come Trent Barrett in the press conference didn't point out either of those incidents?
Well, I think he's just frustrated, TK. You know, there's a lot of pressure on the coaches and on the clubs to perform well. And I think he was a bit frustrated with his players more than anything. And unfortunately, he took it out on the referees. I'm pretty sure when he woke up yesterday morning and again today that he'll probably regret a few of the things that he did have to say, you know, post-game. And it's not a good example to everyone about blaming referees and the like for your own team's performances. You know, I know it's tough and they got a couple of, 50-50 calls didn't go their way, but surely Trent's not going to blame that on them losing, the football game.
Yeah, and we made the point, Kevy, when you've got such tight finals and they were all fantastic, any highlighted ref decision is more contentious, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is, and that's always going to be the case. The referees are under an awful amount of pressure. We do have the bunker system there to try and support them as best we can. There was a couple of calls there over the weekend that, they are. It's a bit of the unknown. That's rugby league. It's a bit of the unknown. And unfortunately, for Shane Flanagan and for Trent Barrett, they got their teams were on the end of those decisions. But, I think you'll find out over the season that they balance out. Unfortunately, yesterday, for those two teams, and particularly those two coaches, they didn't get the rub of the green. But that's the way it goes sometimes.
Kevy, are you happy with the bunker? Is there any more they should be looking at?
Well, no, I think they're doing all they can. I mean, there's lots of different things that you could look at and try and improve, but, it's just, what do you do? I mean, the referees, they're not a problem. That's not the problem. I think the players, I saw a lot of players dropping balls and missing tackles and putting their foot, over the sideline and all these sorts of things. And coaches continually try to get their players better, certainly from a refereeing point of view. I know they work hard, the referees, at trying to get themselves better, but they're never going to be perfect. And that's the same in any sport. So I think we've just got to try and get on with things. As easy it is for me to sit here now and say that about the fortunes of these teams, but I think the sportsmanship way is to just accept it on the chin and get on with life.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, the Storm were tested, mate.
They were, yeah, certainly. Which not surprising the Eels, but they've got a very aggressive sort of style that they play and they like to use. And I thought when the Storm, they had a couple of opportunities early and again, they missed out with a lost ball or a penalty or something. And when you don't convert those early that early pressure into points, you put yourselves under pressure then, later in the game. And that was the case with the Eels. And they fought back and were in front at halftime, which was great for the Eels. But I guess it shed a bit of light on the competition as well, that other teams, if you get to Melbourne and nice and aggressive and positive, you might come away from there with a good result.
Well, that's the way, but you've got to do it, and you've got to do it for the full 80 minutes.
80 minutes, TK, yeah, that's it. And,
which is hard, mate.
Yeah, it's very difficult. No one's saying it's easy, but it is hard to win at this end of the season. All the teams are ready to go, and they want to perform and want to get there on grand final day. So regardless of who you're coming up against, and the Sharks saw that yesterday with the Cowboys. They're up against a very committed Cowboys team who weren't leaving Shark Park with nothing more than a victory.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It was at Allianz, but it didn't matter. I mean, it was 15-14, the Cowboys. Oh. Mate, so next week, right, Parramatta v. the Cowboys, and people think the Cowboys are just cannon fodder, but I don't think so. But Parramatta look like they'll get back Bevan French, Kevy, which is a really, a bit of that X factor, a bloke who has the knack of finding the try line.
Yeah, that's a huge boost for the Eels. Certainly, he's a real speedster. I'd imagine he'd slot him back on the wing. Well, maybe a fullback, I suppose. It's a good headache for Coach Brad Arthur to have. But the Eels, that game will be at ANZ Stadium, is it, on the Saturday night? So that's a welcome return home for them after travelling to Melbourne. And the Cowboys, though, they'll show up there with plenty of fight again, and the Eels will have to be at their best if they expect to roll the Cowboys. And given what the Cowboys did yesterday with their defence and they were just tenacious with everything that they did, that's going to be another game that's going to be it's going to be a great match.
Now, the Broncos get that Suncorp advantage this coming weekend. What did you make of them just going down to the Roosters?
Yeah, it was a funny game, that one. I worked on that one with Fox League, and I thought and I agree with what Wayne Bennett said, even when they did poke their nose in front of Brisbane, they were never really that safe. And I thought the Roosters were the better team across the full 80 minutes, but they played in patches as well. So Darius Boyd's the big key for Brisbane. I'm not sure if he's back playing this week. It's probably unlikely. So that's going to be a bit of a blow for them. But, I can see them bouncing back against the Panthers, but they need to play a whole lot better than what they did, last Friday night. The Panthers were good too, weren't they? They're very aggressive with their forwards and the way they ripped into the Manly side. If they do that to Brisbane, that'll put them in a good position to win the game.
Yeah, Kevy, it's a matter of watch this space, really. Darius Boyd joined us on Friday on the program. He said he was hopeful of playing week two of the finals, but we'll just have to work out how the week goes with that hamstring. And the other one is Matt Moylan. All the ructions that may or may not be at the Panthers with Matt Moylan. He was at the game on Saturday night.
That was a surprise.
Yeah, and he was in the dressing room. He was
a motivator.
Giving advice and all that sort of stuff. He's a chance of playing, but he hasn't been training and he's got a few hurdles to jump yet.
Yeah, well, he'd be a welcome addition, I would have thought, into most teams. But just depending on how much he's been, what he's been doing around training and around his preparation. So it's a tough one again for Anthony Griffin. But a nice, I think Bryce Cartwright is the key for Penrith as well. I mean, he a little cameo role the other night with a couple of tries. But, I think he'll get some more game time. It was a masterstroke from Griffin to bring him back into the game. He replaced him with Trent Marin with the game locked at 10-all. And you just felt that Cartwright had something special, in him, given his performance the week before against Manly, which wasn't up to a standard what he would be happy with. No. He's a classy player. He was tipped to play Origin last year and this year. So he's a good ace in the pack for the Panthers coming this week up against the Broncos.
Was the quality there for you on the weekend?
I think it was. Certainly, I thought the Panthers-Manly game had a bit more intensity and aggression about it than on the Friday night. And I like what I saw yesterday and down in Melbourne. So, I think it's there. I think teams a little bit nervous yesterday. We saw, tight games, but players and coaches a little bit nervous. And week one of the finals is often like that. You sort of, you can't just put your toe in the water at finals time. You've got to really dive into the water and get amongst it all. I think the teams that did that came up with the victories.
So I thought the physical confrontations, the desperation in defence, Kevy, just...
The intensity.
You could nearly feel it, you know. Yeah. You could sort of.
Yeah. Certainly I felt that on the Saturday night with the Panthers, watching them live. Their aggression, you know, their line speed, their mentality to try and rectify what happened the week before against Manly. And Manly just sort of never got into any rhythm in the game. So, yeah, defence wins these big, you know, end-of-season games. And certainly the Panthers showed that on Saturday night. They were very aggressive. If they could bring that mindset to Suncorp, they'll put themselves up for a good victory there if they can do that.
Mate, we chatted with Anthony Seibold, a bloke you know very, very well. He's now the coach of the South Sydney side. He was your assistant coach during the Queensland Origin campaign. He said that's one of the regrets, is he's got to relinquish that role to take on the South Sydney role. You'd be full of praise for him, mate.
Yeah, he was very good. That's why we hand-selected Anthony, you know, for the Maroons role. That for him, it was perfect for him and a perfect ally for me as such. He's a very organised coach and knows the game really well. He's got great experience. I mean, he's played all around the world. You know, this is his 11th year of coaching this year in some capacity. So he's got good experience. You know, whilst I feel for Michael Maguire and the position that he found himself in, it's a good opportunity now for Anthony to come in there and put his own little stamp on the Bunnies. And I guess the big bonus for Anthony is that Greg Inglis will be available next year from round one to play the season for South, hopefully. So, that, you know, that wasn't the case this year. And when you rip someone like Greg Inglis, you know, out of your side, that's a massive loss for any team. And, you know, they suffered from that, the Bunnies, this year. But you'll get him back next year and he'll do a great job there, you know, with the Rabbitohs. And hopefully you can have a successful year and get him in back into the eight.
Now,
it's always a good year when the Rabbitohs are playing well.
Yeah, absolutely. And final one from me, mate. And we talk about it every year. Crowds down here in Sydney. Have you got a solution?
No, I open the gates up. Let them in for free. You know, I don't know. You know, marketing isn't my specialty. You know, I'm not sure what the answer is. I guess with all the live television and that, you know, but we saw the sport bench store, the AFL, I think they smashed a record, didn't they, with the Swans, with their attendances. So, yeah, I'm not too sure.
It's a tough one, mate.
It's a puzzling one, isn't it? I love watching rugby league live, if I can, I've got to say. But that's just me, and, you know, I like to get to the grounds if I can and watch it live. But that's not everyone's cup of tea either. I sit at home and everything's just there for them, so I can understand.
Mate, really quick tips if we can, Kevy. Para v Cowboys.
I'm going to stick with the Cowboys. stick with the Queensland flow on things.
Thought you might.
I thought they were. I thought they could cause an upset. Not with any confidence, I've got to say. But now that I've seen them do what they can do again, I think they can beat the Eels. Another big upset. A lot of pressure on the Eels again, of course. And the Cowboys just might sneak into town again and pull their pants down.
And Friday night, Broncos v Penrith.
Again, this is a tight one. If Darius Boyd plays, I'm going to tip Brisbane. Yeah. If he doesn't play, I'm still going to tip Brisbane, not with as much conviction.
Good on you, mate.
Good on you, Kevy. It's an exciting time of the year, that's for sure.
It certainly is. And can I just say about the weather up here in Brisbane? It is finals time up here. We've struck a goal again today with the weather. How are you going down in Sydney with your weather?
It's perfect.
Is it?
It's gorgeous. What are you on about?
We're going for a 31 degree this week.
There you are. Good stuff. Well, that's finals time. You know it's finals time when the weather starts ticking up around 30.
Yeah, imagine how nice it'd be down on the Gold Coast compared to Brisbane.
Yeah. I've got to go down there later in the week.
Oh, I bet you do. I bet you do.
Only joking, boys.
See you, mate.
Good on you.
See you, Kevy. Kevin Walters.